Now, I cannot really end without commenting on the innumerable firsts which the British aircraft industry have produced over the years, and which for various reasons, political or otherwise, we have failed to exploit. The original jetliner, the Comet, was a British invention. The jet engine, indeed, was invented by Frank Whittle. The swing wing, which was invented, that movable wing aeroplane, was produced by the genius of Barnes Wallis, of dambuster fame, who invented the bouncing bomb to destroy the Eder and Myrna dams. The vertical takeoff aeroplane, and not only the Hawker Harrier, but also the Shorten Harlan's produced one. We've come a long way since we started with recollection of the Royal Flying Corps and the Royal Naval Air Service and the noise you heard of the blipping of the rotary engine of the early days. But as I said before, the Royal Air Force will continue. We may have invented aeronautical equipment and aeroplanes which other people have taken from us and made a commercial proposition, like some of the things that I have mentioned. Nevertheless, the Royal Air Force shrunk as it is now through a political expediency, will remain a service of quality. Now, as long as you have quality, as has been shown certainly in my lifetime, you can expand to an unlimited extent as long as you have the hard core of quality.